Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Cajun French Music Association. Yay! Johnny Gilry Allstate Insurance. Let's see, who else we got? Oh, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. And a special endowment from the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana. Yay! That's the Best Stop, all right. Tonight we've got some really talented musicians up here, been around a good while, called Cajun Express, along with Rachel Wilson back there on the drums. And your host tonight, or I should say hostess, she's a lot better looking than a lot of hosts that we've had over here. Miss Valerie Broussard will be out here to host the show for you. So without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Cajun Express and Rachel Wilson.
Hello. Now they got me. Bonsoir, mes amis. Bienvenue au Liberté. Comme Monsieur Vincent a dit, oui, moi, mon nom, c'est Valérie Broussard Boston, parce que je suis mariée à Sterd. Ça fait bienvenue. Ah, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Johnny. I'm sorry. Deux années trop tard. Just two, though. That's okay. Welcome, y'all. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be here with you on stage. And it's a pleasure to have all of you fine people in front of us. We're going to be in store for a lot of fine music from a band nominated this year. Their CD, Riding the Rails, is nominated for Best Traditional Album of the Year by the CFMA. So a round of applause for that. Bon travail. So, une question pour commencer. Est-ce que vous autres se souvient, c'est quand la première fois que vous autres a joué ici, individuellement? When was the first time? Individually, because I know it ain't the first time y'all been on stage here. I know, that's what I'm trying. That's the cobwebs off.
Like 25 years ago?
94? Oh, Mr. Johnny's thinking hard.
Because I don't remember.
So we have the pleasure to have seasoned musicians on stage in front of us tonight. It's going to be a pleasure to hear the set list and to see what you've got to offer. But personally, as a coup de cœur for me, it's a pleasure to have a band fronted by a woman, and much less a woman on the back line. So thank you, Miss Rachel, for doing what you do and giving us a spot in the boys' room.
There we go. Thank you.
So
in the boys' room.
But sometimes I go in there.
Hey, when the line's too long in the ladies' room.
Exactly. Sometimes you don't have a choice. All right, so the theme song. Tell me about that theme song. How long has it been y'all's theme song? Since y'all started, or did... Yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. The band was formed in 2009, and Pat wasn't the original accordion player. We actually had another accordion player for probably the first 3 months, but then as soon as Pat came on, we started using the Triangle Special as our theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't the original. I was the prettiest.
I know how that works. Yeah. All right, so we're going to continue with a little bit of music. La prochaine fois, la prochaine chanson qu'on va écouter, ça s'appelle La Dernière Fois. Great. The whole time you were playing, I could not keep my eyes off that fiddle.
Because it's patriotic, that's why.
That's why. And for pour vous autres qui écoutent à la radio, y'all who are listening to the radio, you can't see this. Nonk Ray's got a beautiful red, white, and blue fiddle with some stars and some stripes. The stars are blue. You are absolutely correct. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece. So thank you for producing fine music on that lovely machine. It plays by itself. If only every instrument were that easy, huh, Nonk Ray? Speaking of instruments, did all of you who are playing the instruments you're playing right now on stage start on that instrument? No? What you started on?
Guitar.
What else? Nonk Ray, you started with the violon. Et t'as resté avec le violon? So t'es fidèle, huh? Oh, Lord. What was that for? Somehow I don't believe that. What about you, Mr. Johnny?
What? I started on drums.
Started on drums? But you got a prettier lady to take your place, huh? And what about you, Miss Rachel? Did you start on percussion?
I sure did. Pots, pans, and a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, me too, but I didn't go further than that. That's the only thing I play. Or what about you, Mr. Mike, over there to La Basse? Started on trombone. Well, I guess it's another bass instrument, but a brass, not a string. Well, from what I hear, he's got a lot of hot air. Uh-oh. Oh! So, enough with the little games. We'll get back to talking. What, Mr. Johnny? Oh, he didn't say nothing. He wanted anybody else to hear. We're going to play a song. This next song is called Broken Life, and it has been nominated for Song of the Year, also at the CFMA. So, we're going to hear a nominated song, y'all. Miss Rachel, did you write this one?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it. Well, oh, if you choose. I saw that face. I know some songs have their meaning.
It's actually about a love that's gone bad.
Well, let's see. I'm sure everybody knows about that, so let's hear.
Mes amis m'ont dit tant de rencontrer au village de Roulaye avec une autre à ton côté. Quand t'es là-bas, puis t'amuser, je suis d'un égard passé. Après ton récord sur la corde, t'as prié tout passé.
Broken Life. Merci, Madame Rachel, pour avoir écrit ça.
Thank you.
I think everybody in here has experienced that at one point or another.
Absolutely.
And if you haven't, I hope you never do.
It's not a fun thing.
You never caused one, then it may not have happened to you, but you may have caused a few. And he's not saying nothing to that. He's drinking water. He's just drinking water, y'all.
Take me, doc.
L'eau bénite, huh? C'est l'eau bénite, huh? You drinking some holy water, you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I appreciate, I'm looking at your song list, and one thing I really, because j'apprécie beaucoup, is that a lot of these are originals. I mean, you've got a bunch of, a bunch of standards thrown in, but I really appreciate the fact that, you know, you're kind of making it your own. You're taking from what was there, but you're making it something new. You're making it original. You're keeping it in the vein, keeping it in the root of what it was, but you're creating something new and adding it to the corpus. So in 20 years from now, they're going to be playing your songs as traditional songs on this list. So thank you very much to adding to the corpus of what already exists from who we are.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
And ours too. One of the most difficult things about this job is to sit here and not dance. So merci les danseurs. J'apprécie beaucoup ça parce que même si moi je peux pas danser, ça fait du plaisir de vous garder danser. Ça fait, on va écouter une chanson qui s'appelle What Changed Your Heart.
That's another original song that I wrote.
And I was going to say appropriate after Broken Life. So a little story or just let it play?
Just let it play.
Let it play.
It tells the story itself.
C'est qu'a fait ton cœur changer. Toujours le temps qui t'a tout aimé, et mon amour.
Ça fait, je viens de remarquer quelque chose sur ton set list, que y a pas un homme qui pourrait faire ça. For those of you who haven't noticed a little theme running, Miss Rachel's telling us a little story in these last few songs. We had La Dernière Fois, then we had A Broken Life, then we had A Change of Heart, and now we're going to Allons à Lafayette. But it's only a woman that could put that in a line like that to tell a story. So, j'apprécie beaucoup. So, allons à Lafayette, y'all. As y'all can see, we have some little dances on stage too. We had a little choreography over there, Mr. Patton, Mr. Mike. Mm-hmm. I see that. Y'all like the little rockets, the little Cajun rockets? So a quick. Now you know that's bad, Mr. Johnny, when your friends are telling you to drink your water. Mm-hmm. Well, let's all be thankful it's just water. So I see you have more than one kunai kaya kanai don't group.
Absolutely.
You wanna, Miss Rachel, you wanna introduce us formally to your men upstage?
Sure. All the way on the left of the stage, my right, Johnny Saunier, on the steel guitar and vocals. Moving the opposite way, right next, yeah, drinking water, Johnny. Good job, Johnny. You know I love you, Bubba. Right next to Johnny is Nonka Ray Guidry from Kaplan on the fiddle.
That's why you looked at me funny when I said I was a Broussard from Kaplan. Mm.
The big man up front on vocals and accordion, Mr. Pat Thibodeau.
How y'all are, huh?
And all the way on the opposite end of the stage, Mike Mesh from Bro Bridge on the bass guitar and vocals.
So you kind of you traveled to Acadiana to find who you wanted. You got the cream of the crop, huh, Masha?
Handpicked them.
Handpicked. Ooh. And how was it that you have become the leader of your own band? I know you've paid your dues, but tell us the story.
Oh, yeah. I've played with several bands before and over the years. And we actually ended up, a friend of ours had a bar in Doosan and needed a little band for a Mardi Gras thing. And we threw a bunch of friends together and helped him out. And the music was good. We had a great time. And we just formed from there.
He was just drinking water, huh?
Yeah, he was just drinking water.
You heard I said that she handpicked him?
I say, was it a nice handpick or was it a...
No, it wasn't a backhand pick. It was a front hand. Come on.
Oh, Mr. John, are you gonna be fun for the rest of the night, Sha? We're going to have fun, you and me. All right, let's see what we got next. We got Lil Short Pants.
Mini pants.
Des petits pantalons courts.
Et moi, j'apprécois mon vieux café. J'ai pris ma chambre dans le temps. À mon vieux père et ma vieille maman.
Et oui, ça mérite un round of applause. Mr. Pat, tell me, how did you hone that beautiful voice of yours? And don't just tell me you were born with it.
I was.
Drink your water.
Oh, we trained. She's already with us.
A lot of practice. I was, just I've been using it a long time.
Well, what do you do for a living then?
He's a radio announcer.
Well, this is my 44th year driving 18-wheeler.
Oh, you do use your voice a lot, so I can imagine.
I'm the one that hollers at him, Carter, get out the way. She practices my voice.
You're the one that wrote Teddy Bear too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I wish I had.
Je comprends ça aussi. Mr. Mike, tell me, how did you start playing? I know bass is a tradition a little bit shy, so if you don't want to talk to me, I won't be offended.
Actually, I was in the school bands playing trombone, and then one year I switched over to bass in the jazz band. So I had to learn how to listen to music instead of read it. So that's how that started, and that's been 41 years.
And so did you, from that, with your improvisational skills, start doing Cajun jams and things like that, where you just picked it up by ear?
Basically, I picked it up by ear with some friends and started playing.
So did you come from a musical family, or it was strictly...
Yes, my mom played fiddle for years.
Oh, wow. Keep it in the farms. I like that. And what about you, Mr. Pat? Did you come from a musical family, too?
They had a bunch of them.
I didn't say they had a
See,
bunch
my,
of
my,
you.
My dad played fiddle, but I never did get to hear him because... It was 15 days before I was born. He cut off his left arm, so he couldn't play no more like that.
Oh.
But we had a bunch of them in the family, played accordion and fiddle and different instruments.
Hopefully he had taught somebody else before he lost his arm.
Yeah, but I wasn't there yet.
Why? And Miss Monopoly, à Kaplan, t'as commencé à quel âge à jouer?
À peu près 6-7 ans, je pense.
C'est qui t'a appris comment faire ça? Oh, wow. So tu viens pas dans la famille de musiciens?
Pas du tout.
Même pas des chanteurs?
Non, pas du tout.
Des raconteurs, des monteurs?
Ça, ouais.
Bingo!
Drink your water. I'm joking, Mr. Johnny. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you, too. So how did you start, Mr. Johnny? No, I know how you started doing that, sweetheart. How did you start playing? How did you get into music? Did you come from a musical family?
Yeah, there was a bunch.
Man, you related to Mr. Pachu?
Yeah, got up a bunch. No, all my family played.
Yeah.
Brothers, dad, uncles.
So did you feel like you just were part of it, or did you make a conscious choice to say, no, I want to play music? Mais ça, c'est la meilleure façon de faire... Y'all have too much fun. Well, Rachel already told us she was in her diaper with the pots and pans. But how did you hone that skill to end up where you are?
Actually, it's a long story, but I've been playing... Or I'll make it short, Johnny. Been playing for about 38 years. Learned how to play when I was 8 years old. Come from a family of drummers. My brother had a set of drums in his room, and I was always told, don't go in there, don't touch the drums, don't do this, don't do that. Well, one day after school, I decided I was going to go see if I could do it.
Well, like I said,
so I put the record player on, and I played. And lo and behold, Mom and Daddy came home early one day from work.
Thought it was your brother?
Well, I don't know who they thought it was, but when they came in there, they were looking mad. And all I said, well, wait, you got to see what I can do. And then after that, it was free to roam on the drums. Mm-hmm. It was all good.
Have you ever felt any, I don't even want to use the word oppression or criticism, but being a woman on a set of drums? Because there aren't many of you.
No, because I take it as a challenge.
Yeah.
I take it as a challenge. Was in Holly Beach one year, and as a woman, you have to ask if they're going to let you play.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually probably about 5 months pregnant, and they had a band playing on a deck. And they said if I could climb up there and play, I could play. And I got up there, and I proved them that I could play.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Hey, give her a round of applause, y'all.
Thank you.
She didn't tell y'all how they got her up there.
Hopefully you weren't. Hopefully you weren't in a titrope court.
No.
So not to be discriminatory, we play les pantalons court. Now we're gonna play la titrope court. The halfway point, and I just realized I've been neglecting y'all, my beautiful audience. I want to know, est-ce qu'il y a du monde qui parle français dans la place à soir? Oui, je vois du monde que je connais. Oui. The bathroom's on the other side, my baby. Be careful with your water, though. Do we have anybody from further than Grand Lafayette, à soir? Anybody further than Grand Lafayette? Where are you from, Chapeau? Yes, sir. Oh, I've been to Barcelona. Beautiful, beautiful place. Avec la Sagrada Familia and the Park Güell. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. If you haven't been to Barcelona and you get the chance, please go. And merci d'être ici avec nous autres. Thank you for being here. Gracias. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Baton Rouge, oh Lord, ils t'ont laissé venir ici, là? Whew.
Scott?
Scott, eh. Et je peux dire ça parce que la partie de la famille de ma mère, il vient de Scott. So moi, je peux dire ça. Moi, j'ai le doigt. What about y'all who are trying to se cacher dans l'arrière? I can still see y'all back there. Y'all trying to be shy. I think Barcelona wins, y'all. They got the prize for tonight. Merci d'être avec nous autres ce soir. Y'all here on vacation or visiting friends you know? Oh, I wish I knew some Spanish right now. Yeah, they were going to Scott. Well, speaking of Lafayette, we're going to play the Lafayette Playboy Waltz for y'all. Allons danser. Merci beaucoup, les danseurs. Comme je dis, ça fait du bien de voir du monde qui danse parce que moi, je peux pas. Allons parler du français en anglais. Ben oui. Ben oui. Toi, tu as grandi avec, right? Ouais. So, tu as appris le français à la maison. No. Oh, well, I guess you're going to have to talk loud, 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 comme ça tout le monde peut t'entendre. So, tes parents, ils t'ont appris le français, puis il n'y avait pas de tracas. Mais quand tu es arrivé à l'école, qu'est-ce qu'ils t'ont dit? Tu étais puni, toi? Normal. So, avec toi, tu as des enfants, j'imagine?
Oui.
Est-ce que tes enfants parlent français?
Non.
Pourquoi?
On est resté dans le Texas.
OK. Mais toi, tu parlais toujours le français là-bas, hein?
Ouais.
Ben. Et avec toi, avec tes amis, quand tu es revenu en Louisiane, est-ce que tu as retrouvé ton monde en français?
Oui.
Yeah. T'aimes ça mieux de parler français que l'anglais? Yeah, moi aussi. Même si c'est pas la langue que moi j'ai appris en premier, j'ai appris les deux en même temps. J'avais une grand-mère, ma grand-mère maternelle, ça fait de la mère à ma mère, qui venait de Scott, qui s'appelait Cecile Jane Broussard Gilbo. So, j'ai des Broussard des deux côtés de ma famille. C'est elle qui a commencé avec moi. Moi, j'étais la plus grande petite enfant. So, c'est avec moi qu'elle a essayé de parler juste en français. Mais elle a mouru quand j'avais 6 ans. Ça fait mes leçons ont quitté avec elle. Mais je crois que c'est important pour parler avec des petits en français. Parce que c'est là où on plante la graine. Même si tu ne continues pas, si tu plantes la graine, c'est tout ce qui compte. Tu as des petits enfants, toi?
Ouais.
Tu parles en français avec eux autres?
Non, on
parle pas français avec eux. Ben, ça fait pas de différence. So, toi, tu as un job à faire à cette heure-là. And what about you, Mr. Pat? Même affaire?
I speak a little bit of French.
Menteur.
Ah, c'est tout, ma mère et mon père parlaient, c'est en français. Et je voulais manger, ça fait pour manger, pour le jeu de monde, pour lui manger en français. Et tu peux voir, j'ai bien appris.
Et toi, t'as des enfants? Et des petits-enfants?
J'ai un enfant.
Et j'imagine qu'eux autres, ils connaissent juste les gros mots.
Ça, je veux dire.
Well, vous autres avez des jobs, et toi aussi, Mr. Johnny. I know you're drinking your water now, but you got a job, too. So, vous autres avez des jobs. Même si c'est juste 3 mots, c'est important de planter la graine. Parce que c'est comme ça que moi, je suis ici avec vous. All right, moi, je vais me taire avec ma mission de promouvoir le français, puis on va écouter encore de la musique. À cette heure, on va écouter The Sound of Loneliness. Et c'est beaucoup lonely si tu parles pas français.
Lonely, c'est une maison d'un pas d'amour. Lonely, c'est un homme. That telephone you saw your friend. Let's all go to happy dream.
Contraste le sound de loneliness, le son de l'ennui. So we got another little theme coming right here. We got the sound of loneliness, then we got nobody wants me, then we got in the barn. Hopefully in the barn means it's a little happy. You're not so lonely if you're in the barn.
I don't know, ask John.
he just drinks water in the barn. He goes to the trough. So, allons parler un peu des t-shirts, parce que you know a band is serious when they got a uniform, y'all. Y'all legit. And I like them because it's easy for me to see who's who. Is all right, MC Johnny. Just to remind y'all, we are at the Liberty Theater here in Eunice, Louisiana. For those of you who are listening to us on KRVS, La Radio Acadie. Coming up next weekend, we have Jackie Kaye and Ivy Duga and the Cajun Cousins. Not Irie, pauvre défunt Irie. Say Ivy Duga and the Cajun Cousins. Et le MC ce soir-là, ça va être Ray Landry. Le 3 août, moving to August, we got Transcending the Generations, the Huval Fusilier Cajun Band with special guests Milton Vandecourt, Don Montusse, Freddie Hanks, and DL Menard. Ça va être beaucoup bon show. Le 10 août, on a Acadian Cajun Band with Ryan Simo, who's a host de temps en temps ici à Eunice. The 17th, we got your old friends, Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtail Playboys with Hubert Mott and the Triangle Aces.
Yes, and I played with both of those bands before.
You're going to come make a special appearance?
I might just have to do that if I'm not playing somewhere.
Well, hopefully either way you will be playing that night, either here or with these couillons. I like that, Mr. Pat. I like your little... You had a little smile. I like that. It's all in good fun. I like the couillons. Oh, I see some choreography coming back. Also, we have some sponsors that I need to say thank you to. Call Monsieur Vincent Adi, Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Grand Eunice, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Best Stop, Scott. I think that's where they were going, Mr. Johnny. Those people from Barcelona, they're going to the Best Stop, so probably so. We got John Guillory Allstate Insurance of Eunice and the Cajun French Music Association. And I heard a lot of cheer the first time, so thank y'all for being present and thank you for what you do. On va retourner avec la musique. On va écouter Nobody Wants Me.
Cherchez pour qui gagne pour ma vie. Moi, j'ai dit pour personne, personne qui veut ouer de moi. Et plus tard pour soigner, et plus seul et plus frère pour ma vie. Moi, je dis pour personne, personne qui me veut de moi. Dans ce pays qui est si grand, après chercher pour quelqu'un pour t'aimer, moi je dis oh personne, personne qui me fait de moi. Depuis Paris, plus tard pour m'aimer, j'ai pu être seul et plus frais pour me soigner. Moi,